Amidst a pandemic and recovering economy, perhaps the most controversial issue in this year's session of the Georgia General Assembly was actually voting. After several proposals from members of both chambers, Governor Brian Kemp signed Senate Bill 202 into law, much to the consternation of some voting rights groups. Here to talk about the new law is Stephen Fowler, politics and government reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. Welcome back to Athens News Matters.
Always a pleasure.
So SB 202 is a 98-page piece of legislation with a lot of changes to voting. Let's start with absentee voting. What kind of changes do we see here?
First and foremost, you're going to request your ballot a different way. You're going to be using your driver's license ID number, state ID number, or a photocopy of voter ID. And when you actually return the ballot yourself, the window is going to be a lot more narrow. The window starts about 11 weeks before Election Day and ends 11 days before Election Day. That earlier deadline is because counties in the state say that the closer to the election people requested it, the more likely they were to not vote it or to have it come in late.
One section in SB 202 involves handing out food and water to voters while they're waiting in line to vote. Why does the law make this illegal?
This is one of the pieces of the bill that I think is a little bit misunderstood and a little bit fatalistic in how people are describing it. Currently, you're not allowed to campaign within 150 feet of a polling place, but some people have been handing out food and water to people waiting within that distance. And so lawmakers decided to make it explicit that you can't give food or water to anyone within 150 feet of a polling place or within 25 feet of a voter in line. So some people are interpreting that to say that it's illegal to give out water to people waiting in hours-long lines at the polls. That's not necessarily true. Just as long as you're farther than 150 feet away from a poll, farther than 25 feet away from voters in line.
Gotcha.
But it's one of those things that it's kind of a solution in search of a problem. And really, optically, it's just not a good look for these lawmakers and trying to make the case that they're doing things to restore confidence in elections instead of try to criminalize compassion.
And then finally, we've already seen a couple of lawsuits from the Georgia NAACP and the New Georgia Project challenging the law. So what do the lawsuits allege, and when might we expect to hear whether those challenges are successful?
All of these lawsuits say parts of Georgia's law are unconstitutional and they violate part of the Voting Rights Act. And basically that there are provisions and changes like absentee ID requirements and changes to runoff voting. And then a lot of these changes are discriminatory against Black voters in particular. It will probably be a couple weeks, if not months, before a judge might hear something. But the bigger takeaway is that it's 98 pages. Not everything is bad, and the things that allegedly are bad are all being challenged in court, and we'll have some answers, hopefully, before people head to the polls for the big statewide 2022 election.
Stephen Fowler is a politics and government reporter with Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
And for a deeper look at the ins and outs of this 98-page law, check out the very informative article written by Stephen. You can find it linked on our website at wuga.org.